Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Been a band now, you've been
too long.
We've been a band, we've been a band for 15 years.
15 years,
still not even famous. Actually, yeah, that's... might be a bit famous now because
yeah, you're getting there.
We've got a number one album.
Well, that's it.
I mean,
yeah,
what more? That's kind of like it's a physical trophy of being famous, isn't it? That's like that's... a physical thing. Like, you have now made it,
yeah. That's something you can put, like, do you know what I mean? Like, we go on the telly and then it's off, it's done with. You've got a physical piece of. Something that you
must have won
this.
Awards, though.
I've not, he has.
I didn't want to say it. Yeah, but I think most leads in the Shane Meadows drama get awards, innit? No matter what they're doing, it's just because it's Shane Meadows,
it's the
isn't
greatest.
It? That and because people felt sorry for me mainly when I was a kid. It was like, God, he needs to sort his life out. Let's give him summer.
One of my favourite videos is that audition video of you.
Oh, yeah.
When you've got your bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, mate.
Oh, my God, that's on YouTube.
It is.
That's
it
probably
is.
20 years ago now, that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
But you've, you like over the last, what would you say, like 4 or 5 years, you've started flying.
Yeah, we put our first album out in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally, like, we waited 10 years to release our first album and then just decided to release it as this global pandemic just decided to happen, just right into the belly of it.
Yeah. But was a lot of people not listening to music more and more then?
Yeah, well, we kind of used that time, like, wisely, didn't we? Like, we had this decision where we could just, like, all cry at home and get fat.
Well, we did that as well.
Got fatter anyway. But just wrote a load of songs, did a load of videos, made our own TV show, ended up getting on telly with it, and like, it kind of, like, went off.
Mm.
You know, like, it was probably the best thing that... I'm not going to say it's the best thing that ever happened to us.
Ooh, it was
people,
a strange
loads
one,
of people
wasn't
died
it?
In
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But I always say that, like, it was a strange time because, like, I got to spend time with my family, got creative, started, you know... We brought this back, didn't we, for a while and got really into that. And it was a weird time, wasn't it? Because you take so much from it. We were saying on one of the podcasts the other week, like, I was going out, like, picking, like, wild garlic with my kids and shit like that. But it was like, what are we going to do? We're going to go for a walk today. That horrible, smelly plan is wild garlic. Let's do it. Just shit like that, where you're, like, coming back. Do you know what I mean? Getting creative, getting back to...
Yeah.
It's how the world should be, man.
Do you remember the house party? That was like
that
a show. That was like the Zoom, wasn't it?
For like, wasn't it the
about
thing?
About 30 seconds.
Yeah, for about a couple of days. And then one of our producer mates here, Lewis, he got hacked or something. His bank details. Like, it was I think it was a big hacking scam, the whole lot.
Was it?
People's bank details were getting raided and stuff like that.
No way.
But literally everyone was on
there, isn't it, Lewis?
I liked it because you could see if people were on talking to each other. You could just, like, pop in.
Well, that was obviously meant to be fun. Like, house party was meant to be a good, like, fun thing. But before, like, we started using Zoom, Tom would just be on it every day going, right, you're on it, right, we're having a meeting, we're going to do this today. Like, this isn't fun.
Spent all day on house party and it wasn't a party.
Yeah. And then our mates and John would be like, yeah, all right. And he's like, we're just having a serious conversation here.
Yeah, it was awkward, wasn't it? Sometimes you'd be talking to someone and then someone who's, like, part of the gang but not, like, in with the gang.
Right? Yeah,
they pop
up
and they just go quiet, like, all right.
That was always to me. I was always just ruining the atmosphere of everyone's
it's popping
time.
Off and then as soon as you're there, everyone's just like
oh, Tom's here, everyone. Right, anyway, well, should we, we've got some wild garlic to go.
It was a good time to reflect, though, I thought, COVID. I thought it was, like you said, time for... just the world to breathe a little bit, wasn't it? And just
I think particularly as you were saying, as creative people, like it gave you like a chance to breathe a little bit. Mm. Oh God, that's a terrible analogy, isn't it, with COVID. But it did. It was like it was a time to stop for a minute and like assess and write and spend a lot of, like, we created our best work, I think, during that time, because there was no other distractions. Like, I didn't do anything else. Sat there in my knickers all day writing and writing bangers.
Writing bangers, I love it. He's worked as well, so that's...
Number one album. Don't want to go on about it, but I think you mentioned it, didn't you? Not me, so...
And he was in with his fucking biffer.
And you've been saying that, because I remember the first time I saw you... at Kendall Calling, probably two, was it last year?
Last year, that one.
And you was on, like, the alternative stage. I can't remember what they called.
It was a new stage for that year, wasn't it?
So you was in there, and obviously it was rammed. It was the lads from the K's who said, oh, you need to come watch these. Oh. And then now we've just been speaking, and now you're on the main stage.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, feels like we've done a proper journey at Kendall, because the first time we did it, we opened up the festival and we played.
At the house party stage, believe it or not.
And no one was there, and we were like, what's going on? And then, like, I think they opened the doors like half an hour after we'd started playing, and then people started coming in, and they'd not even opened the festival yet, so we were just playing.
We played before the festival.
We did a DJ set like that, didn't we, not long ago?
Probably know who's in charge of that.
Well, no names. Literally, yes.
I hate that, like, just play a bit of music, like, there's no one here, like, what's the point? Because we did it, didn't we, in Birmingham around Christmas, and we were playing to an empty room for ages, like, going, no one's coming in. But then, they opened the door, whoever was on in the main room had finished, they opened the doors, and it's like, oh, shit, yeah, we've got we were just playing fucking Barbie Girl and that, weren't we? we're literally playing music, but we're playing shit music for a bit, because we're not wasting our bangers.
Whoa, Barbie Girl is not shit music.
Well, no, but, you know, cheesy
put some respect on Aqua's name.
Sometimes I'm like that with DJing now. I kind of like, I put on the tracks that people want to hear, but then I get so pissed. I'm like, do you know what? Fuck that. I'm just putting, this is for me now. And I'm like, I'm having the best time ever, and they're not enjoying Barbie Girl.
Do you know what? Since getting, sorry to mention this again, guys. Since getting a number one album, I've been asked to do a lot more DJ sets, and I've never really done it before. Oh. So I need some advice on songs that I should and shouldn't be playing, really. Like, what really goes off? What would you drop? What's a guaranteed?
I've got a list of, like, bangers that kind of keep it going.
Can I have that list?
Yeah, you can have that list. But it's all you get, like... I mean, I'm guessing it's weird, because your music sort of would fit a kind of, like, that indie crowd, that kind of, especially with the new album, that kind of Manchester-y crowd.
Yeah.
So your Stone Roses, Go Down a Tree, your Happy Monday.
All the tunes that you want to hear.
That's the thing.
Like, when you was, I always think about it like this. When you was a kid and the speaker got passed around and you put one song on, and you put that tune on and everyone's buzzing off it, like that sort of tune, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, is that what it was like to have mates?
Yeah, this was just during COVID, me and Yeah, but no, but I do find that Kendall's good for that, though. It, like, kind of, it gets hold of a band or a singer or a group of performers, and they sort of nurture them, and then you sort of progress, and then, like, when you get to that main stage, you must be buzzing for it.
Yeah, I am. It really does feel like you were saying, like a journey, because we've done it almost every year, I think, since we did that one that no one was at. We played the Woodland stage loads of times.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and it's always sick out there,
yeah, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Always had like a massive crowd. And then when we moved up to that stage last year, we were kind of not expecting the reaction that we got. It was banging, wasn't it? It went off.
Yeah, they're good like that. I've noticed, like, the Sherlock's. I think the first time I went, they were sort of like on a smaller stage, and now they're on the main stages. Yeah. I quite like that. I like when you see a band or a performer
evolve
that you've not really heard of, or no disrespect, but people might not have heard of you.
Yeah.
So they just stumble across you, and then next thing you've got fucking groupies for life. Then, haven't you?
Yeah, I feel like festivals are where we make a lot of fans, aren't we?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, like we pick up a lot of people and then get number ones. So.
and it's
still very fresh, so I'm still like really buzzing about it.
And that festival is one of them, isn't it, where like we bump into people like the same people like year after year. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like places like, you know, like Park Life and stuff, like you might go one year and then, there's no one on that year. But like Kendall seems to be one of them ones that people just go, we're going Kendall this year.
It's growing though, isn't it? Kendall's growing, it's changing.
It's bigger every time.
I feel like this year they changed the setting of it, the layout of it.
Mm. Yeah.
There's times when I used to be able to get absolutely trolled and just I'd know where I was going. Yeah. This year I was like sober.
Did it mess me up this year?
Yeah. It was weird. It was because the main stage is normally like the bottom of that hill, innit? And it did move.
Yeah, it all changed around. But what is it with the weather in Kendall?
It's always been sunny and then always rain.
Yeah.
And well annoying.
It's always been sunny when we've played.
And then by the Saturday, it's just like a mudslide, isn't it?
Yeah, one of our, we was DJing on a Sunday night, I think, one year. and it got cancelled. It might have been a house party, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just, the mud and the rain was just so bad.
Because that was at the bottom of that, or something, it was near that hill, wasn't it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you love going to festivals as, like, not playing? Did you always enjoy that as a kid?
We don't really have chance anymore, do we? Like, every single weekend over summer, we've got festivals, like, kind of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is, like, I feel really grateful for that. Yeah. It's amazing. But you don't really get to experience, like, do the festival experience anymore. To be honest,
He's a diva.
Too famous to camp. Too old and too famous.
Yeah, but when you get to a certain point, they give you, like, nice glamping tents and shit.
Yeah, I'm not quite you famous. No, you know what I mean?
It'll happen, mate. I ain't got a number one, but I've got a biffer.
Yeah. Just in between.
I'll explain to you after the podcast what a biffer is. Don't worry, mate.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Are you...
do you know what a number one is, or do I need to explain?
Yeah. Just been lost on him the whole way.
Why does he keep counting?
Just what numbers about. What other festivals are you playing this year?
Oh, all of them. Glastonbury.
Are you doing Glastonbury?
Yeah. Sick.
And we're actually going to stay for that week.
Yeah,
you've got to stay for that.
That's massive there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've never been. I got asked to DJ it one year, and I remember ringing my Mrs. Charlotte, and I was like, it's happened. Like, you know, the number one, like, I'm fucking doing Glastonbury. Yeah. And I rang and she said, oh, buzzing, what weekend is it? Like, August 27th, whatever. She was like, we're on holiday that week. And I was like, are you fucking kidding?
No.
And then the year after, I got invited as well and couldn't go again. So I've never managed to make it there. But have you been before? Have you played it before?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we couldn't go for years, could we? Because I didn't ask us and that, so.
When they ask you this year, you should have just gone, nah.
We played it one time before. We played a really late slot in the Rabbit Hole, which is like a secret stage that they don't advertise. You have to like find it through.
You have to crawl through a hole to get to it. It's actually a fudge.
So you're like born into the
it's an experience.
Well, the whole Glastonbury thing is meant to be a bit of like, it's all a bit wacky.
Yeah.
It's like the size of Manchester, like, it's mad, the size of Manchester. I don't think I saw all of it when we were there last time. It's just so big, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when you're an artist, do you sort of, can you get ushered around it in like a little...
No.
We weren't.
Well, yeah, and maybe this time I got another one. But like, we were like carrying our stuff over like through the
It was like the hottest ever Glastonbury. Oh, we had like a 3-mile walk with like all our guitars and drums and everything, just like sweating. Got to the stage just like looking
just all grumpy,
covered in dust.
Grumpy
just,
as fuck.
Get off me!
Oh, no.
Hopefully
but it was
this time.
Magical.
Get a little golf caddy this time or something now, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Surely. Yeah. I love them. Like, festivals have always been... I always say that... Because I went to my first one when I was 18. I think it was like V-Fest. And I had such a good weekend. And now I've got a little boy. As soon as he's old enough, like, I'm taking him to festivals.
Yeah.
It's just like... You're introducing yourself to new bands, the bands that you love already. And just like the atmosphere and the buzz around the festival is sick, isn't it?
They're specifically designed to have fun in.
Yeah, people have
you
paid
I mean?
To go and have fun for a week.
It's for that.
Let your hair down, innit?
It's nice to escape, innit, and just like forget about everything for a bit.
Yeah,
I'm like you though, like it's the dirty, it's the campy. Like, I'm just, if there was a hotel near it, if they built a hotel, like Glastonbury, build a hotel in the middle of it, it's the size of Manchester, you won't even see
well,
it.
Well, they do, they've got one.
I'd sell out like that, and it'd be 700 quid a night.
Oh, yeah.
My mate's going there, it's 10 grand a ticket.
What? To stay in
if you want to stay in, like, the glamping pods.
If you're going to do it, then...
10 grand, though.
Cash. You're number one, baby.
True.
Do you know what I mean? What's 10 grand to a number one?
Give that to your accountant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking good, isn't it?
100% you could run that for the books, mate. You'd be sad. I condone tax.
My accountant's dead, like... Ellie, shout out Ellie. She's really straight, isn't she?
Yeah, she sees what we've been buying on Amazon. She's like, have you put the invoice through for this?
Yeah. Like, every time I'm trying to write stuff off, she's like, nope.
Oh, really?
Can't do
it's
that.
A good thing and a bad thing, though.
It's a bad thing. I'm really skinned every time I've got to pay my tax.
No, but if it comes down further in the line, if you got investigated, mate, you'd be fucked.
Yeah, but it's cool for the autobiography if I got jail, innit? Like,
it's
the jail
years.
Yeah,
it's not cool to go to jail for tax avoidance.
Yeah.
You want to go for, like, smashing
it's
hotels
not rock
up
and roll,
Alex Turner in at a festival. That's what you want to go jail for. Don't fucking tax the boy.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
Imagine there with like murderers and that. Like, what are you in for? Killed a man. What about you? Didn't put me books through. One
day. Yeah, I tried claiming a man.
Do you want me dinner?
Hello, I'll be your bitch.
But you've been on a mad tour as well, haven't you? Because I was just saying off camera that you've just been in Grimsby. What did you think of Dr.
That is fucking mad tour, isn't it?
Probably the highlight of the career.
Amsterdam to Grimsby.
Is that where you played in Amsterdam as well, have you?
Oh, yeah, all over, really.
Have you been in Europe? We started
in Sheffield.
All right.
Straight to Amsterdam. Where did we... Leadmill.
Nice. Oh, nice. Yeah, good. Yeah, Leadmill.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
That's safe now, isn't it? Because there was a time
Yeah.
Which was obviously like, because it's an iconic thing for Sheffield, isn't it? Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I think they booked us and then they're all right now.
Yeah. No, they're going under now.
I love it. Humble Tom. Humble Tom. No, but I really want to know what you thought about Grimsby.
I liked it. It was a really good gig at Doc's Academy.
The venue's
mint. Everyone was really sound as well, weren't they? Yeah. Like, dead nice. Yeah. They really looked after
cracking
us.
Cracking beer, innit? And that green room overlooking the top's lovely.
Yeah. And the chicken wing place now.
Yeah, they've got that little Mockingbird thing. Yeah, that was nice. I'm flying the flag for that, man.
Yeah, you know what? Shout out.
He's got shares.
Really good.
Yeah. They
got us a little car.
It like sold out straight away as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because we'd never been to Grimsby before. I think the only time we've ever done Grimsby, there's a band from Grimsby called Orphan Boy.
Yeah, of course, Orphan. I know Spiffy in that.
Do you? So we played with them years ago. Yeah.
Where was that? Was that been at like the Yardbirds?
Festival.
I don't know where it would have been.
What,
Cleefest? Oh, Cleefest. Cleefest.
Was it in Cleefest?
Yeah.
But if I think of Grimsby, I associate Orphan Boy.
Yeah. They've just got back together now.
Have they?
Yeah. I think they're playing Manchester soon, actually.
I've got to see them. They had some banging tunes, actually.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. But the and then you're in Liverpool tonight.
Yeah, I think it's about 38 gigs without a break, just no days off.
God.
Which is just whoever sorted that out has got no regard
you
for our
insisted
mental or physical
on that.
Health. Yeah, it was me. And we're just like, look, we're gonna get a number one record. I want to not sleep until we've got it.
Have you got number one?
I don't think I mentioned it.
Do you find, because obviously we're all still young, do you like having a drink and stuff when you're on, or is it?
I've not drank for like a year now.
It's been a year, but these lot do.
Me and John.
I mean, you can still have fun without it, of course, but I guess when you're drinking as well, like, I know from past experience when I've been working drinking, it just absolutely wrecks you, doesn't it? You can't do both. I don't think you can do both.
I am feeling that we've been doing 6 weeks of gigs and me and Joe have been kind of tanking it. It's just been a bit like,
I think it's that rock and roll lifestyle as well. That's good for the autobiography.
Yeah, I think when you've got to interact with people, like interact after gigs and stuff, you've always got that adrenaline dump when you've come off stage. And then I'm like, and then you go and like speak to people and I'm just like, ugh. But if I've had like a couple of Stellas, I'm like, yeah, I eat. And I'm like,
we like to make a point of like going, because the reason that we're doing so well is because people are buying our music and like buying the tickets, so we always want to go over and like chat to them, don't we?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, man. I love that. You see it more and more nowadays when you go to gigs, all the band and the crew members will all stick around after a drink, and it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Because
if they're spending their money on coming to see your
people
show,
people have got the time for you. Why shouldn't
do you know what I mean?
And that's it, isn't it? Like you say, like years ago, it that was just a done thing, but like now people like, because I saw you guys like with the tweets, and that like it's important to actually buy the like rather than just listening to it on Apple or Spotify or anything.
Yeah.
Like get the LP. Do you know what I mean? Because that is people actually taking the time out, because they probably have got Spotify.
Yeah,
but they're going,
course.
No, we're going to buy the album as well. And
yeah, well, not only does it really help the artist, but I think like music's kind of become disposable these days, you know what I mean? Like it's a bit passive sometimes, because you get like these editorial playlists and everything. People just put them on and it kind of happens in the background and then it's gone. It's off the playlist the next week, it's gone. But I want to like physically hold.
Yeah.
I want to hold an album in my hands and in my heart.
And I often wonder what that does to like subculture as well, because like when I was younger, like I love hip hop, that's always been my thing, and I'd get like a bit of money and I'd buy like Eminem's new album or whatever and get the album and stuff like that. So that was the music I listened to. I wouldn't really listen to, you know, Slipknot or whoever, because I wouldn't buy both. I'd have that choice.
Yeah.
Where like you say, so like that's where subcultures came from, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and all
you're
that.
Right,
where
actually,
now kids can listen to like anything at any time, so they're not gonna get invested in this type of music and then start buying the clothes and start.
Yeah, and therefore build an identity around the culture. Yeah,
which I thought was nice in one of your lyrics where you're talking about discovering films and songs of the Smiths and all that. Like that's what that is, isn't it? Where
have you listened to my song?
I listened to your song. Yeah, of course I did. It's number freaking one.
What's the best Eminem album, do you reckon?
Marshmello's LP.
Yes, it's the best album ever. That's probably just my favourite album ever.
Yeah, probably it's one of mine. Yeah, definitely. I think it's just a great album, innit? Because it's like just on the cusp.
Yeah, Slim Shady LP was mint, obviously. Yeah, yeah, but then Marshall Mathers, I think that is the seminal album. He got a bit angry after that for me.
Yeah, and then obviously...
started shouting at Rihanna.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I think with most rappers, most musicians, stuff like that, like, there's that sweet spot in there, because I like music, like you say, like where it's like people, I like the struggle in it, me. Mm. I like hearing that and relating to that. Once, like, especially like rappers and that, like the amount of money they get. Once they get to the third or fourth album, it's like, right, we get it, you're rich.
Yeah. Okay. It's the same as film, though, isn't it? Like, the working class sort of relates to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
Billy Elliot cares and all these films. Like, you've got that sort of, that sense that you've got it in common, do you know what I mean?
Mm. Mm.
But yeah, I think it does. But like what you were just saying then about subculture, but then that then leads into fashion, that leads
that's
into
that's what I mean, yeah. Like, everyone's going to be dressing the same. I mean, they are, like, if you look around now at, you know, 18, 19 year old.
Bloody kids.
There's no, the
all dressing same. Not listening to Eminem.
Yeah, we've become our parents,
sadly. There's no goths anymore. There's none of that. There's nothing.
Where's all the bloody goths?
Get off TikTok and put some fucking black makeup on. But it's true. I worry. I want my kid to be a goth or something.
You know, like, I never thought about that, the impact that Spotify would have had on artists, because like you say, record sales are just, they must have taken such a hit.
You don't really, unless you're like streaming mad numbers, which we're not particularly, you don't see a revenue stream off it. Like, not at all. Basically nothing.
Mm.
It's just the way it is now. I've got this whole thing about it. Like, it's just, as a music industry, we've had to adapt, and we've had to adapt several times. If you like, go back in time to when music was first recorded. I don't know who dropped an EP, like Beethoven or some shit. Like, everyone was like, that is going to just kill the music industry, because no one will go and see these artists anymore. Or Beethoven. And then obviously that was like the birth of the recording industry. Like, it didn't kill it at all. And then, like, if you fast forward a bit later on, then cassettes were made. And everyone was like, oh, that's just going to kill the music industry, because you can record it off the radio now, no one's going to buy it. Obviously, cassettes didn't. It just boosted it even more. And then fast forward to when the drummer of Metallica, Lars Ulrich, invented Napster.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, did he? But that's funny. That's a funny thing to say, because he hated it.
That's got to be lost on us there.
No, but people at home would have liked that, yeah.
People at home.
He's telling you to like it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a funny thing I just said, everyone. Drop it in the comments. Yeah, so it was like people are pirating then. Yeah. And then so we had to adapt. So Daniel Ek came along and he was like, well, we can do this piracy thing, but let's make it really convenient so you're not downloading like, do you remember all the shit you used to download?
Oh, I remember them days, yeah. Downloading
LimeWire.
You'd always download LimeWire or something, and it'd be a big tune that you wanted, and you'd be like, oh, I can't wait for this. It'd take a couple of hours and you play it, and it'd just go, fuck's sake. Or you'd get fucking Rickrolled.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the new 50 Cent tune.
Don't worry, be happy, Bob Marley MP3. I remember seeing that. It's like, but yeah, so he just like developed it in a way that it was more convenient, so people would pay a tenner a month for it.
And killed off pirating, to be fair.
Yeah, completely.
Which is great for the industry, but then
also shit
because
But it's the same, I suppose, with TV and film, isn't it? Like Netflix and that. Yeah. It's like, it's the same.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I remember the first time I watched This Is England, actually, was a pirate copy. Like, I've never watched it. I managed to get a pirate copy of it, and me mates watched it, but really? Like, because that was the time then, like, everyone had, you go in the pub, wouldn't you, and there'd be like a guy selling DVDs and all that kind of shit.
All this because you never got invited to the casting crew.
Yeah.
We all had a great screening of it. It was great. It was all together.
I was sitting with him, Sean, on
the whole gang.
Sony, whatever.
Yeah, we had Noel Gallagher there for the screening. Oh, it was fucking mint. Yeah, tell us more about this piracy.
I'm really trying my best not to do an impression of that scene in the tunnel when...
I feel like you're
going to
do it.
Yeah, I
know
I want to.
Go on, do it.
And
you're like, Woody. Oh, Woody, but it's my place. Oh, Woody, but he's... I just feel like he's taking me place.
I love that
film. There you go. There's the clip for YouTube. Anyway.
Is that not a good impression? No.
No, it's fucking all right, to be fair. The but what you just said about there, like with Netflix and Amazon and Apple, they're all making, but they're making great TV as well. So they're also accumulating.
But it's having a knock-on effect.
True,
now.
They do fund it, don't they? Yeah. Spotify they fund don't like, fund projects. Yeah, maybe they should start doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If you're watching Daniel Ek, and why wouldn't you be?
Yeah,
fund me.
But also, like everyone thought that about like after when. Netflix and that came along, like Blockbusters obviously took a big battering.
Yeah.
But now, like, Netflix have gone, yeah, okay, but we'll make our own stuff. Mm. And it's made it better. Like, some of the shit you see on Netflix now and, like, Apple TV are flying, but I've not done any of
apparently
these
now
things.
There's, I was, because my agent told me it's all quiet at the moment, that's why I'm not going up much.
but no,
I'm fucking non-stop. So.
She sent me this link and I was looking at it and it was saying, like, because there's so many of these companies now with all these outlets making so much stuff. It's actually harder now to get good stuff made because it's got to like tick a load of boxes. It's got to like, so like a lot of commissioners now are turning around and just going, we're not accepting anything now because we've got loads of, it's like created like too much stuff. Do you know what I mean? And because of COVID, like say a lot of people were like at home.
What's this? Writing. Is this with like Netflix and stuff? Is that
Netflix, because they're just, if you think about it, back in the day, you've got like, again, kids, you've got like five channels or whatever, so all the things are getting made and they're getting distributed to you in those five. Now it's all getting made and then there's just so much stuff for like Netflix or such, so it's just hard to kind of,
but you know, also as well, I heard that what Netflix are doing and other companies like Apple, they're buying scripts that they've got no intentions of making.
Oh yeah, production companies
just to
that.
Take it out
just
of
to take it out of the ballpark.
Music industry
does
that.
Yeah. Production companies.
Is that what you get big labels signing bands that are a bit similar.
So
like, I knew a band who was similar to Kasabian, and they got signed with a big deal and just shelved, because they knew they were launching Kasabian, and they didn't want like any competition.
Oh my god, how snide is that?
Proper snide.
It's mad that it works both in.
Well, we got dropped from a label. Like, we signed to. I'm just going to talk about it, I don't care. We signed to Warner Brothers Records like years ago, didn't we? Seymour Stein signed us, and Seymour signed like Madonna and the Talking Heads and Ramones, so it was like a really big deal, you know. He's old, he was like 180 years old when he signed us. But I feel like the label kind of decided that he was too old now to know what he was on about, and they turfed him out. And when they turfed him out, we had this choice to make of whether to stay with the label and probably get shelved, or take our album and go out into like the big bad world and see what happens. So we did that, and I just want to congratulate Warner Brothers Records for having the number two record last week.
I'm that. Yeah, baby. So we were literally just speaking before that we came on, because obviously we get a guest on to talk about someone that's overrated. You said that you had a couple of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking about a lot of them. Can't remember them now. But the beach. Going to the beach. That's crap.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that
one. Okay.
Crap that, innit? Like, I just feel fat and disgusting and, like,
sand
judged
up your
and
ass.
Pale.
Sand shit.
Yeah.
Sand everywhere.
And I always say, the ocean is the same as Australia. People should not fuck with it. Should go in it. There's too much stuff in both the ocean and Australia that just wants to kill you. Like, you hear about it all the time, don't you, in Australia, like, oh, giant man-eating spiders or shit.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have fucking, we should have just left it. And it's the same with the ocean.
Just let these spiders have Australia.
Why the fuck do you want to be in the same place as a shark or even a jellyfish?
Yeah, no, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Like people pay for that pleasure as well. They pay to go to, like, swimming with sharks.
And Australia.
Yeah. They pay to go to Australia.
I mean, I'd love to go, but I'd be terrified. That's what I mean. Like, when I get in the sea, I'm not relaxed. I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm literally going, oh, what the fuck was that before?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a jellyfish? Yeah. And I've never been to Australia, but I'd like to think I'd do the same. I'd be walking around a normal street in Sydney, and I'd be like, oh, fucking hell, it was a snake.
I'm totally with you.
I mean? We'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah. Sounds like you need therapy, son.
No, I'm with you with that. It's, I definitely agree. And our mates' ratings have just been to Australia, and they were saying...
Our mates with the ratings.
Matins.
Matins.
Matins,
No, but Joe
G'day, Matins.
G'day, Matins.
There we go. Go on, what was
you
saying? Sorry.
Joe was saying that he was like really drunk and there was this frog and he was like trying to pick it up and stuff. And then the next day, the tour manager, who was like the Australian, like the carer or whatever, was like one of them frogs. He was like, yeah. And he's like, it's like the biggest.
In an
killer.
Australian accent?
No. One of them frogs.
You went there and you went, no.
No.
But
no, you're right. Like,
it was like the biggest killing frog. And, like, the biggest
what, that particular one?
That
like,
one?
Wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Ardus Fox.
There was an episode of Peppa Pig that they had to ban in Australia because it was an episode of Peppa Pig, so obviously it's a British cartoon, yeah. And it's like a spider. It's like, don't be scared of spiders, Peppa. You can hold them, they're dead friendly.
Couldn't air that in Australia.
No, you can't
put that out. Yeah.
Be shit scared of spiders, Peppa.
Don't mive up spiders.
Yeah. Stamp on it.
But what, so, but I see, I'm on the fence with this because I live by the beach in Cleethorpes. Is on the beach.
I think I mean like beach on holiday.
Oh, yeah. No.
What, so like if you went to, I don't know, Mexico, you'd by the pool or by the beach?
Yeah, if I went to Rill. No, like, yeah, just like any holiday beach, I just don't enjoy it, mate.
Yeah.
After you've got over the fact that there is some boobs knocking around, right? And that's exciting.
And that's mine.
Yeah. I've seen some boobs now. And then, like, after that, I'm just bored. It's boring.
And you're not very good in the sun anyway,
oh,
are
I
you?
Just burn.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that. And then, like you say, the sack, because I'll go in the sea a little bit. But like the sand is just a ball. Like, because if you're dry, it's getting in everywhere and all that. And then if you go and dip in the sea and come out, you're covered in it. And
nope.
Do you know what I found the other week? I was on a golf holiday in Portugal. I know I sound Tory, I'm not.
I was on a golf holiday in Portugal with another few actors, musicians, that kind of thing.
Oh,
Tom Brennan, you've heard of Tom, yeah.
I don't even want to tell you now.
Oh, I don't know about your Tory holiday. Do they have foxes in Portugal?
If they don't now.
Oh God, I'm shocked. No. Fuck off. Now, when you're on the beach, so I've been in the sea and I'd put my flip flops back on and you walk over the sand and you've got all, it's all stuck in there. And but you've got those things that you press a button and the water squirts out. Why is there more sand after those?
Build them at the end.
So I'd got all the shit off and then I was like, fuck, I've got to get back on the sand again. And my feet are more wet than there was when I got here because of the fucking water.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you not hover? Can you not just like... Hover?
No, there's many...
You just stand still for a bit and then you just start fucking...
There's many things that a Tory can do. Hover, sadly, is not one of those.
Evade tax.
Yeah. Oh my God, you might be a Tory.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry, I didn't even realise it, but it makes sense now.
Fuck, it's so that's easy. Even worse in Nick, innit?
Yeah. And you've got your hunting hat on.
Put me in with the murderers, please.
But no, I don't... I'm not a fan of the beach as such, but like it was only through COVID, through lockdown, that I started appreciating... living by the seaside, like walking down there.
Yeah. I think British beaches are different. I think I'm talking about like a beach in Spain on holiday. I just get so bored. I don't want to be doing that. And I'm ugly. I'm not made for the beach.
You're not ugly, mate.
Oh, I am. I'm a slug. No one wants to look at a big puddle of me lying on a lilo like that. It's just not, you know what I mean? Like, for the beautiful people, the beach, innit?
What's the dream holiday?
Oh.
What's the dream holiday?
I don't know, actually. Somewhere on my own with no one else.
Give over. You won't be able to not have attention for 5 minutes.
True.
He's
I
got
do
house
like
party
it.
On his phone. Yeah.
Sat on the beach on house party.
I used to go to Florida a lot as a kid, so yeah, I've got Florida's like Disneyland cool. kind of
So like an active
memories.
Holiday?
Yeah, I think so, maybe, yeah. Or even like a city break, and like, you know, like, I've got a little camera, I like taking pictures because I'm dead arty and that.
So. Yeah. What about you? Like, you a beach?
We've just booked a beach, yeah. Oh, as soon as this tour's over.
And is that going to be a chilled all day? Is that going to be a, oh, I've been drinking for 40 days straight on a tour, let's go to a beach and go mad?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can't Ibiza and you'll need another holiday, won't
you? Yeah, we said we were going to have a chill, and then Joe was like, he's just sat there going, no. He's like, we might maybe book a Shwaya for one night. I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
we'll see.
No.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not really a go on a holiday as such and just relax. And especially now I've got a 2-year-old, there's no such thing. It's it's just chaos. But
beaches
just,
are shit with kids. Gets worse with kids. Oh,
you've got to make sandcastles even more sand.
You've got to watch after him, look after him.
You have to do that all the time.
You have to do that all the time.
No, Charlotte can do that. I'll get pissed. just quickly then, you said the word city break.
Yeah.
So define like a city break. Where do you draw the line? Because I had a discussion with Charlotte, and I might have had it with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, would you consider New York as a holiday or a city break?
I think New York's a holiday.
Would you say that?
For me, if I'm thinking city break, I'm going to Europe.
But Tom will just go to a city break and just go to, like, the same shops he'd do at home. He'd go to Zara for, like, 5 hours. He wouldn't do any sightseeing.
Well,
he'd just go
shopping. Well, I like going to Zara and H&M.
Paying for it in euros.
Makes it more exciting.
Just looking at it, it's the same price, but it has it in pounds and euros. It's £55. It's €53.
You can do that in the traffic centre because they've got the euros on it here, so you don't even have to pay to go away.
Every day is a holiday, man.
Yeah, it'd be wasted on you. You wouldn't go seeing any sights. You'd just go shopping.
Well, we do a lot.
And Burger King, you wouldn't go to like a nice like. Get some nice traditional cuisine.
Because I
want to
see what all the Burger Kings are like.
Yeah, you know, it's normally
it's exactly the same.
But no, but like we have this discussion because we went to Milan, didn't we, a few years ago? And your wife's very much like that. She's like, I like McDonald's, and that's why I want to go. And I was like, oh, but we're in Milan, like pasta, pizza, and all that. She was like, I know.
Why did you do the accent?
But then she was like, you know, like the McDonald's do different stuff, and I was like, yeah,
that is
do beer, so I was buzzing.
Oh,
do
that's
beer
right.
In,
oh, they do, yeah,
in,
they do that
in
quite
Italy.
A lot of Europe.
Yeah,
it is
nice.
Good when they've got like a different like product on the menu that is exciting in a foreign market. That's they've got chicken fries, bloody hell.
Yeah, it's always
your shit over.
Yeah, like the Big Mac or whatever.
This brings me to something else I think is overrated.
Go on,
KFC.
Whoa,
no.
Mate, stop the podcast.
No. It used to be incredible. My mum used to come home with it from Warden, KFC. Every Tuesday night we had KFC and it was amazing. And I really looked forward to it. Come home with these big buckets and it was like the best. But now, every time I fancy one, I have it. It's crap.
What about when you're hungover, though? I think KFC is banging when you're hungover.
I've not drank for a year, so maybe that's why I don't
so
like
maybe
it
we're
anymore.
The fools because it's only nice when you're fucking
maybe,
rough.
Yeah.
But nah, I quite like KFC. If there's so my local McDonald's and KFC, they're facing each other.
Ooh.
So we'll drive up and
places,
my wife
it?
Will be like, what are we having? And I'm like, you know, if there's a choice, it's going to be KFC. Like, always. Well,
do a bit of both.
No, not often. The only time I thought KFC went downhill is when they started doing the different chips. They started doing like McDonald's-style fries.
Yes.
And I was like, get to fuck.
Can you remember
KFC
that
big chips?
Can you remember that global we've run out of chicken thing?
Yeah.
Can you remember?
And they ran out of gravy. I was fuming. They wanted to give me beans. I was well not happy because I'm a gravy enthusiast.
Well, you were a vegetarian for years, but you still had KFC gravy.
Little KFC
gravy.
Because that's made from the thingy in it. The
I just
meat
used to pretend I didn't know. I was just like, oh no, it's not. It's vegetarian.
Shot in it. Yeah, I remember that though when they had no chicken. Like, what the fuck? Why are you open?
That upset me more.
Why have
pandemic?
You made all these people
crushums.
Come to work today? Give them the day. Yeah, crushums. Give them the day. I did that once.
Crushums.
I went on a date and took the girl to it was like a Pizza Express, and they were we've got no cheese. It's a pizza shop. Why? Close. Close early. Avoid disappointment.
I've been on a date as well before.
I'm going to tell her. Now I'm really curious about your first ever date. I want to know about it.
Oh, my first ever date? I don't really
it's
know.
It's in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Once this tour's over, I'll find a girl, Mum, I promise.
Got me number one now.
You don't need to date girls now, you got number one.
I know, right. My DMs have gone crazy with women, honestly. It's mental. Me Auntie Tracy, we're really proud of you. Me Mum, when you're back.
Me, hiya mate, really big fans. You come on the podcast?
Yeah. No, I can't really remember my first date. I don't know. I don't think
like
it matters.
Cinema, innit, when you were a kid?
Yeah,
cinemas.
When you were a kid. Yeah. I don't think I dated until I was probably 18.
Really? Oh, sorry, I laughed at you there.
You're going to need therapy after this.
Yeah, why is that not normal?
You don't really date when you, I don't know, when you're a kid. You just kind of go tap to off. A girl and just go, yeah, I like you.
Yeah. me mate said my fancies. Yeah.
Add me on MSN.
Yeah. Oh, MSN. MSN.
Yeah.
That's something that the kids today are just never going to understand, innit?
Should we not make it? Like the app? Like, could you not make an MSN Messenger app? Do you think that would
like
kick
Facebook off? Messenger now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but let's make it like MSN.
So you have to be logged on. You have to
bring back the helicopter and shit and like PMSL.
And like the nudge.
Oh, I used to read that.
Yeah. Remember that, like, used to sign in and sign out. I used to do that to the girl. Yeah.
Having statuses like that girl from school.
Yeah, wow. No, that's
on shit like that. Like, no, like, but you could change your name, couldn't you? And
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
to like,
well,
Tomo loves star, star, star.
Yeah, star.
Who's the star, star?
I used to have really pretentious lyrics, and then like one letter was big, and then little, and then big, and then little.
Harry number one, mate. It was all worth it from a very young age.
You could have like listening, like what you were listening to as well, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I used to have it muted while I was watching a telly with like the most pretentious music I could find on. Just listening to French jazz.
What music did you both listen to when you was like growing up? Was it similar sort of music?
Well, yeah. Are you looking at me because of my terrible music?
No, like, well, we kind of met through a love of the similar music.
I luckily found indie, like, in later teens, but early teens I was, like, a proper goth mosher.
Well,
no,
right.
See, yeah. Bring them back, yeah. All the goths! You need to bring them back!
I'd air, like, a Womble, and then, like, Russell Brand, and, yeah, yeah. It was bad. No, got bullied
got
to
mad,
shit.
He's Russell Brand.
Yeah. He's one of my favourite ever comedians, you know.
He's brilliant. I remember watching him in them films, the Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Getting to the Greek. Okay. I was thinking he can act as well. Is there anything that he can't do? Like, I bet he's got a massive rod as well. He's got it all.
I used to well fancy
it. I asked just Google it. Have a look at his willy.
Is it on?
Oh, it's in a fountain, isn't
it? It makes you feel a lot better about yourself.
What, I think I read it in.
Why is it quite? Has he got a little
is it in
one?
His autobiography?
I think he was on pills.
All right.
I think he had pilly willy.
Pilly willy. The old classic pilly willy.
Right. I don't get where it's. What do you mean it's in a fountain?
No, he was doing some protest or something, and he pulled.
Oh,
and
like the pitch.
Okay. He's got a little tinker. Yeah.
Was it cold?
Oh, God,
I think it
was the pills.
Willy Willy.
I'm
mushroom.
Actually, I've seen his Willy a few times. There was a very early Matt Morgan. And
was this your first date?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, me and Russ. There's a very early Matt Morgan and Russell Brand like thing that they did, a TV show that I don't think even made it to the air, but you can watch it on YouTube, and he's in a bath in that, you see his willy. And you know what? Yeah, I feel all right about mine.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to look at it and go, that's big, that.
Yeah. What was he talking about? It's massive.
Yeah. Look, I'm already married. So, yeah, Russell Brand. So was you similar, or was you...
I was obsessed with Queen in like an unhealthy way at school.
Oh, nice.
Like I remember watching Queen live at Wembley and just being becoming obsessed with it. Like watching it every night. Like my nan made me the yellow jacket, and I used to draw a mustache on at school and shit. Like no wonder no one liked me. Like I was the weird Queen kid. Just
it's
dressed...
fucking maths, Tom. Maths, chill out.
Ew. And then, like, after that, I think I found, like, Nirvana and, like, nice. Really got into them. And then I remember finding the Smiths, like I mentioned in the song. And then, like, that gave me this, like you say, it gave me this identity, because I then became, like, a Smiths fan. And I met loads of people that were Smiths fans, including all, like, the band now.
Yeah.
And, like, I say in that song you were talking about, you're going to find films and the songs of the Smiths. And in that whole universe, for you to exist, it's going to teach you that others feel the same way. They're going to be your friends. They're still your friends today. And they are, you know, like, so I feel like discovering that band and that music kind of changed everything for me.
Nice. And do you think there was a sense of identity there because they're from this area, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like a working class upbringing in Northern England, isn't it? And they're always the bands that I feel like I can relate to the most.
Yeah.
You know, like Oasis and Stone Roses, bands like that.
Yeah. Who's the best band you've ever seen live? Other than
your lottery. Firing the questions out today, I like it.
Sorry, mate.
It's getting very good.
I like it. Radiohead were incredible. I got really obsessed with them when I was growing up as well. I think Arcade Fire were amazing live.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, I saw them in Manchester, and they covered Still Ill by the Smiths, and I thought it was just like, beautiful. The lottery winners are probably the best.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard good things.
Very
yeah.
charismatic and handsome, that singer. And his Will, he's bigger than like Russell Brand. Like that Tom Walker.
Tom Walker.
I was fuming when I saw him. We were in the studio, weren't we? And it made me write a song. He was like dressed exactly like me on the one show. Like,
you were dressed like him, I think.
I think I was me first.
Can
actually.
I please I tell him the highest points, Sora? You know, you said you're playing highest points tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
And we are.
Oh, last, right, okay, let me tell it.
Last time we played
let
it.
Let me tell it. Okay. Go on, you tell it.
Last time we played it, they were doing some promo for it and, like, filming Tom walking around the festival and doing some, like, bits to camera. People kept coming over to Tom and then being like, can we get a picture of you? Oh, my God, can we get a picture? And he was, like, getting, like, you're getting, like, quite buzzing about it.
I was like, mate,
I've made
this
it.
Is fucking cool. Like, loads of people coming over asking for pictures and I was, like, really chuffed, like, walking around the whole festival, and it kind of, and then they kind of like became like this little crowd around me, and I was fucking buzzing, and then I could hear people like whispering, "I can't believe it, it's Rag and Bone Man."
Rag and Bone Man
was headlining, and everyone thought I was Rag and Bone Man. Mate. So I had this like decision to make: like, do I just be Rag and Bone Man for a bit?
Fuck it, own it.
Or do I tell them? So I just signed everything as Rag and Bone Man.
Wow. I mean, anyone that do that, you are really human. So.
Hey.
We have the opposite at Kendall. Like, obviously, like, we'll go, and everyone's like, fucking hell, let's shoot out this is England. And then he'll go, yeah, him as well. And they go, no, he's not.
Really?
I love that, though. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what he's
having. Yeah, hey, yeah.
Gadget's my favourite character in This Is England.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Really? Well, there you go. Yeah.
Tell that to
genuinely. That's why I'm really good at the impression.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know when you're fucked and you're at a festival and then people are asking you for photos, I always go, oh, Gadget's over there as well.
Take one
for get one of him.
Yeah. God, I remember once I was coming out of the toilets at Kendall and it was hammering it down and I slipped on a bit of mud and went fucking face, covered head to toe in mud. And someone went, oh, can I get a photo? I was like,
no.
No, I did do it. Yeah. I was fucking gutted.
How do you feel when people ask you for pictures? Like, I suppose you've been famous for since you were a kid, right? So
are
you used to it?
It's one of them, isn't it? It's like, if people are respectful, then it's bang on. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, like, my dad always said to me when I was younger, he said, if they've sat and watched an hour and a half of your film, your shitty film, I quote, if they've sat and watched an hour and a half of your shitty film, you can give them 20 seconds of your day.
Yeah.
Like, there's no questions in that. And it just, that always stuck with me.
Yeah.
But to be honest, like, I've made some real good friends from people coming over and saying, oh, I've seen This Is England, got chatting with them and become really good friends with some people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, as long as people are respectful. But, yeah,
that's
you're the same,
really. Yeah. Like I say, as long as I did a job, like last year with Johnny Vegas, and he does that. Like, people go, oh, can I have a picture, Johnny? And he'll go, if you say please, yeah, that's fine. It's nice. It's like, oh, can I have this? Like, if you say please, yeah, it's fine. You know what I mean? It's, it is that kind of like, and it's nice, isn't it, I guess. It's nice to, I messaged you the other day, didn't I? I was in the Trafford Centre the other day.
No, you didn't call it the Trafford Centre.
TC.
He texted me.
Is that what you call it?
I've just been recognised in TC, and I was like, what the
fuck? Right, I love that he's showing off about it as well.
No, you didn't give all the... So, I messaged him going, just been recognised in the TC from the podcast.
Oh, okay. Right. All right.
That's nice, that.
Yeah.
Like, the guy in the shop was like, oh, Andy Ellis. And I was like, oh, yeah, seen the walking, or, you know. And then he was like, love the podcast. And I was like, that meant something then.
Oh, so he recognised you from something else and then said,
No, he said, I love the podcast. You, Andy Ellis, I love the podcast.
Oh, that's sick.
So that was nice. That's what I mean. That's why I text you. Not like, oh, I've been, you know.
No one else calls it the TC, though.
No,
I was just texting. I was trying to be cool. Do you know what I mean?
I just fucking remind him that he's 32 years of age, man. Yeah. Still uses, like, Ruffle and that.
Oh. MSN days. Yeah.
Has that happened for you? So, do you know when you're playing a festival?
Mm.
So, like, do you... Because, like, sometimes you'll play and there'll be people playing after you or before you and you want to go and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that people are now asking you for photos and stuff in the crowd? Or?
Yeah, it's happening quite a lot, isn't it? Like, I like it, man. Like, it's everything I've ever wanted. But I was like, can you imagine, like... Like, you two are, like, famous. You're film stars, right? You're in one of my favourite ever films.
Used to be.
Do you feel like you are famous? A famous person?
No.
Do you not?
No. Yeah.
Oh,
I feel like a popular person.
Right, okay.
I feel popular, but not, like, I don't know.
I always say this. We've done... The thing is, like, we've done something that's, like, well-loved. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've had friends before who've done, like, so... Like, Joe Gilgan, for instance, like, when we did the first series of This Is England 86, he'd just come off Emmerdale.
Yeah.
So he was getting... Everyone, oh, my God, Eli Dingle, oh, my God, all that.
Right.
Constantly. And, you know,
that's different to like with this, like it's a nice one, isn't it? People genuinely like, I fucking love it. It changed, yeah. But people like, it changed my life.
It's an incredible,
like,
it's an incredible nice film and series, actually.
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
Like, it really
we
is.
Are massive fans.
But can you imagine like the next level? Because I remember at Glastonbury last time we met David Beckham, like I was walking with Joe.
Oh, wow.
And like we were all, I was still drinking in that then. And I was, we were like, and I was like, Joe, there's David Beckham. And he was like, yeah, right, whatever. And I was like, Joe, there's David Beckham. And we turned around, David Beckham was there, and he just like bolted and ran right over to him. And he was like, David, can I have a picture? And David Beckham was like, no. And like,
oh,
just walked
wow.
on.
But then you realised how famous he was, that he had people around him that you just thought was just a crowd of people. And then when you actually looked, it was like just like disguised big bodyguards.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
just crazy, sure, like
yeah.
the level
See,
of...
See, there's that level, isn't there?
Yeah, so I think there's a shift probably.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they just went, not today, mate. And his little face was like...
yeah. I seen a picture yesterday of Michael Jackson, and he literally had like prosthetic makeup on him. And it was to go to one of Jermaine's gigs when Jermaine was first starting out,
right,
so we could go and watch it in the crowd without and then he didn't even tell Jermaine till after or something. There was a story in, like, someone said, oh, this is Uncle Roger or something like that, and Jermaine shook his hand and was like, oh, nice to meet you, and everyone laughed, and it was like, it's fucking Michael, you idiot. And he did it so that it wasn't my god, look, Michael's here.
I'm actually wearing a fat suit right now, so I don't get
take
recognized.
It off, it's fucking Michael. That's how you got your number one.
Hey guys,
it's me, Michael.
Steady on now, steady on, come on. Yeah, no, there is that sort of level of fame that
when you
is...
can't leave the house. Yeah,
yeah, man, because it can be like quite intimidating. There's been times when I've been out with my little boy and people like eating food, and people have taken photos of me without asking.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
And I'm like, I'm with my fucking child.
Yeah.
Like, I have a bit of respect. You know what I mean? If you come over to me and say, can I have a photo? I would get my little boy out of the way and I would happily have a photo of you, but don't take a photo. So you can imagine what it must be like for, like,
I've been packed on dates and stuff. I have been on dates. but, like, seeing it on Facebook later that night, and sometimes you don't want everyone knowing you're on a date, do you?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it is a bit weird.
And then there's that other side of it, like, you just reminded me there, like, I know of an actor friend who was telling me a story of when she went out with this, I won't name names, but quite famous actor, actress, and she was like, oh, do you fancy going for a drink? They didn't really know each other, and she was like, yeah, let's do it. Went out for a drink, and, like, paparazzi turned up and took loads of pictures, and she later found out that this actress had planned that.
Oh, wow.
It was like a, oh, I want to be seen with... Because this girl was up and coming. This girl was, like, at the top, so she wanted to be seen with this up and coming, and it was like,
no
wow.
way.
Like, there's that side of it as well, where people... Yeah. Get so famous.
How do I get paparazzi to come to photograph me?
Fuck no, go for a drink with him later.
It does make you think about when you think about Justin Bieber and people like that, who there's literally nowhere in the world that they can go and just be a normal. It's
That's
like imagine the pressure. I mean, you say pressure, I mean fucking 500 million quid softens a blow, of course, but also it's like, at the end of the day, you can't put a price on a kid's happiness. Do you know what
you
I mean?
You can't enjoy it, you can't fun, can you? Like I've always thought that, like again, like looking at, like, say, British actors in, like, soaps, you know, imagine wanting to go for a cheap week's holiday in, like, I mean, you wouldn't have to, you probably earn decent money, but going, oh, we're going to Benidorm on a stag, it's like, I can't go Benidorm, because I'll get, do you know what I mean?
You can, though. You can.
Imagine being frigging, I don't know, Gail Platt going to Benidorm.
On that board.
Sat on the beach with your tits out and he's gawping at you.
Bored.
Watch Gail Platt watching that Star Wars show.
So I think with what are we accidentally saying that fame could be overrated?
I think it can be. I think that's the thing, in it. Like, I think with fame, and I think this is interesting, actually, where you guys, like you were saying there, it's everything you ever wanted. That's meant, like, people go, oh, fucking, they just want to be famous. And I'm like, that's fine. That's someone's, like, that's what they want to do. Like, that's not something I've ever wanted to do. I just enjoy acting. I love acting.
Yeah,
love, you know, that side of it. And then the fame's like a byproduct of it.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, like, is it, I don't know, like, is it the same with musicians? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Is it the same? Is your goal... I mean, it's everyone's thing. It's your goal to make great music, and then the byproduct is the fame, or is it like, no, we need... Because we live in a world now where you need that fame to make you number one, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have the best album in the world, but, like, say, if no one's buying it...
It'd be nice to have a balance in it of being able to do it, but then have a life. Like, the other day, Joe was literally balls naked in the gym shower and some man came over and started talking about the album while he was just having a little shower in the gym. It's like, you want your kind of home life to be normal and then...
Also, really love the album, mate. Crap, will you, though?
I read about Russell Brand.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Good job, you're famous, lad. Yeah, there's a fine line between it, isn't it? But like you said, if you want to just make good music and make like a bit of a legacy...
And have a shower in peace.
And have a shower in peace.
No, I love it, mate. There's not a point when anyone's ever not come up to me and I've not been buzzing about it.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah. It is a nice feeling for your work to be respected and
appreciated.
And like you say, there's that little bit of you that goes, yeah, man, that was nice. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
good. Especially when it's really fit women.
It's the best,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
When I've not had that yet, but I'm hoping it doesn't happen at some point.
Yeah, the picks outweigh the bad, definitely.
Like, are you looking at my... Wait, are you...
Are you getting fat?
So I can't escape the fact that you... I don't know if we've even spoke about it. I don't know. You said, like, Nando's is overrated.
Yeah, I don't really dig Nando's. It makes me need a poo immediately. I poo in Nando's.
Oh, you both... Are you the same in Nando's?
Yeah, but I feel like the other half of the band really like Nando's. This divided us in the band on the way here.
We have to go to Bando's all the time.
But I always think the chicken's dry.
Yeah, it's crap, isn't it?
Yeah, it also makes me need a poo.
You're saying we order the wrong thing.
Yeah, but that's it, isn't it? Yeah,
chicken.
Do you get the halloumi? Because that's the problem.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really into Nando's. I mean, we go there. I think we go because it's like ritual now, don't we? But I'm always just pooing in the disabled toilet like 5 minutes after eating it.
What do you have, though? What do you both have? What's your Nando's order?
If I pretend I'm dead healthy and then I'll just drink like 10 Stellas after, but I'll get like the salad and then with halloumi and chicken.
Nando's do salad? Wow.
Lemon and herb is a bit too spicy for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
I'm extra hot, mate.
Yeah, Joel's extra hot.
I love the spice.
I think spicy food's overrated. Why would you just want to be terribly uncomfortable?
What's the point in it?
Yeah.
What is the point in it?
No, it's not. There's
nice spicy
flavor
food.
To it.
There's not.
And the risk of shitting yourself is good, innit?
Yeah, you play like Russian roulette. Yeah.
Having spicy food is a dick swinging contest.
It is.
Oh, I've got this one. Oh, yeah, but I've got this one.
It can be. It can be. But if you appreciate spicy food...
How can you appreciate your mouth being hot to touch?
Because you get the flavours.
When all you're trying to do is just enjoy your food.
Yeah, it's rubbish. I'll not have it. You don't want to eat to be uncomfortable.
Nah.
You can build up your...
Yeah, you can build up your tolerance. Like, I've got quite a high kind of spicy food tolerance, I think.
What's your curry order?
Quite a high
food. What's your curry order?
This is the thing. Yeah, if you go for a curry, so I will dial it down because then I'm like I don't want to be at the table like do you know what I mean, with everyone. Mm. I have dabbled with like a vindaloo and fowl once or twice, but then you just sat there like
and
sweating pulling, and looking
yeah.
like, do you know what I mean? So you kind of dial it down a little bit. But yeah, no, I like spice.
What's your go-to curry order?
Karma. Not even bothered.
Jal Fraser.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't really do it. I don't even know what I would order.
Karma, four naan breads.
What's that?
Four naan breads.
Yeah. Naan bread, chicken booner.
We go to one when we're on tour in Birmingham. There's one that does a table naan bread. And Tom's like, yeah, we'll have four of them. The guy was like, no. It's the whole table. You just like eat off it. It's mint.
I'll have four of them. It's like when I first went to Five Guys, I was like, I'll have a large fries. And they're like, oh.
Idiot.
That's you won't need a large. Give me a large fries. No.
That'd be 30 quid.
Yeah.
Five Guys is nice, but it's expensive.
It is expensive,
isn't it?
But yeah. I think
that's
worth
why
every
it's
penny.
Called Five Guys, because that's how many people's fucking yearly wage you need to earn. To
What's the most, would you say, is the most like visited place to eat on a tour?
We've been smashing Pepe's recently, haven't we?
Pepe's, what's
German.
That?
Oh, Pepe's is like a fake Nando's.
Fake Nando's.
But it's better.
Oh, is it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's better.
Oh, yeah, German doner kebab.
We've been
the
smashing
GDK.
We've been smashing that lately.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that makes me need a poo.
Everything makes you need a poo.
I know I'm probably celiac, but I feel like if I go and like get tested, they'll tell me, you can't have pizza anymore.
You're going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
What about...
I'll die happy, thank you.
What about a Wagamama's? Anyone love a Wagamama's?
Yeah, I love anything like that, but these are always majority rules, but yeah, I'll have anything Wagamama's.
Yeah, Wagamama's overdoes Nando's for me.
I was famous enough to have a 50% off Tampopo card.
Oh, wow,
as an influencer.
Nice.
Tampopo, you know.
No.
Have you ever been Tampopo? There's one in TC.
Yeah,
in TC.
No, it's really good. It's like Wagamama, but it's...
TP and TC.
Yeah.
You want TP and TC?
You want some TF type
Mate, you're a DH.
Fucking hell. Is it Japanese food?
It's like Thai, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, but it's really good. Tampopo, shout out Tampopo.
Thai food's great.
And you got a 50% card out of the
still
trying
to endorse him?
Yeah, no, it's expired actually. So, no, don't go there. I'll tell you, go there when they reinstate my card.
That'll come flying in now with the number one.
God,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I reckon. Off
you know what? I just missed a call then. And it was from...
Who was it?
I don't even know if I should talk about it. Right, what do you think about that?
Because
I'm bald,
now,
man, right? Look.
Whoever it is.
I went bald.
It's a shock. That's a shock.
Did you not expect that? What did you think was under there?
But well, now it makes so much sense. Yeah. Oh, God, it's shiny. I get the hat, I get it.
Yeah, man.
You pick it though, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So who was that then, your hairdresser?
No, what that was is because now I've got a number one album, a company have got in touch with me, and it's one of them hair systems.
Oh, well, like
have
a
you
transplant?
Seen them? Well, it's not a transplant, mate. They've reinvented the wig, basically.
Right,
so
changed the name wig to
hair system because they feel like it'll.
Hey, is he wearing a hair system?
Appear to man, yeah. Oh, mate, is that a hair system? So basically, it is a wig, but it's like real hair, and you grow your own hair around the sides and back, and then they glue it on.
Oh.
But it's like.
But how long does that last
they
for?
Do look good. I don't
I think they last for a couple of months, and you've got to get it done again.
You rocking up to your next gig with a full on Elvis.
Well, that's it, man. Like, I don't like. I think they're ringing me to give me one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I. No, my mates will call me Wigfield.
I want you
Police
to
Chief Wiggum.
Yeah.
That's what I'll get.
Well, the cast, it's not a wig.
Well, it's his hair system. So do a pun about that, Darren Pugh. Yeah.
Calm down, mate. Keep your hair system on.
There you go.
Oh, fucking hell.
Like, what do you think? Should I do that? Should I go for it? I don't even know if I look cool with hair anymore.
Give it a try when you're not on tour. Get used to it. Like, when
I'm always
you know, when
on
you
tour.
Just, ah, that's the thing, innit? Popular bastard.
Wear a hat.
Where's that? He's got one on now.
Yeah, you don't need one then, do you? Just wear a hat.
I don't know. I kind of do want one because I feel like every guy
what
that I've seen.
Because it's free.
It's free. I'm like, you must get free stuff. Yeah, it's
welcome.
I've got some free stuff on right now. I got a pair of boxer shorts.
You've got them KP nuts.
I've got the KP nut boxer shorts. That was the only thing in my drawer this morning.
When I saw that come through, I was like, no, I don't want KP nuts.
It's for November.
It's not even November.
No, but they do it in
original or dry roasted?
The dry roasted ones.
Are we on about your nuts or the.
Dry roasted and a little bit bigger than Russell Brand's.
So, minus the hair system.
Yeah.
What's the best like free shit you've been given?
Like guitars and that. Aren't
I was gonna say
we get guitars and amps and all stuff like that. But I'm trying to think. We got a load of lamps. Remember that?
Lamp?
Oh yeah.
Like really nice lamps for us.
Yeah, we'll put it in a music video and we'll put it in like.
Oh yeah, bullshit everyone.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like, I'm always sliding into everyone's DMs like, oh hi, if you give me one of your
Teslas.
Futons, then I'll take it on stage. I'm always trying to blag it.
I'm such a blagger. That's the only reason I haven't deleted my social media, I think.
Because you can
because it's just an avenue for free shit.
Yeah.
It's a window of opportunity that I'm not willing to close. Yeah, I love it.
It's nice. That's the best thing. If we get the fame, that's the best thing. Like, just getting... Even if it's just your feet, it's like, oh, that's nice. That I didn't have to pay for my trainers. Yeah,
like gig tickets is a good one as well.
Gig tickets is
great.
Oh,
yeah, I don't have to pay for gigs anymore.
You're going to invite us, that's what I'm getting at.
Well, anywhere you want. Yeah. What, like the only thing that's good about music industry is that I don't have to pay for any gig now. Like, any gig.
Yeah. Do you reckon you can go see Elton John for free?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. That's impressive. Take me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Can we go see Elton John together then?
Yeah.
Sorted. When are we doing it?
I'm his fucking favourite character.
Sorry, mate, I can only get two. You can pirate it at home.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.